Dictation for Sanchez or Davis. Sanchez Davis. Date of service is 3-2-2023. And date of birth is 7-16-2004. Date of accident is 7-22-2022. Ms. Sanchez Davis has a alleged history of being involved in an automobile accident that occurred on July 22, 2022, where she was rear-ended, leading to some headaches and dizziness. Along with this, patient started having symptoms of pain in the right thigh, right knee, and some pain in the lower back, which is now getting better. She had a fracture of the fracture of the femur on the right side. Intramedullary nail was placed immediately at Sinai Grace Hospital on the day of accident. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy, and she's also improving. She does report pain where the nail was inserted and at the lower end by the knee. And patient has been otherwise doing very well. Pain level is zero. She did not visit us for last 2 months. She missed visits due to transportation problem. The patient has improved 80%. And ADLs are not gravely affected, and there are no positive symptoms anywhere in the system review. The ADL report, she has improved completely, and there is no changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 120/80, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit, which is 12-22-2022, dictation number 0109-010. The diagnosis is our same. Plan is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram at night just for depression that she has been complaining. Lidopro 5% improved cream to help with the pain relief, and lidocaine patch to be put on the painful areas. The physical therapy is ordered once a week only, and it will be removed. The patient will be discharged on the next month, and just to the right leg where the pain is. Mostly the lidocaine ointment should help. And work-wise, she is released to 7-pound work limit and a light-duty job. And there is no other further treatment is needed, although she can see a psychiatrist for her PTSD and panic issues. Medication-wise, she was not provided any medication on this visit. Thank you.